Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
All right, y'all, look, I'm going to do it a little different today. It's Monstrous Monday. Just to help the momentum come up in vibrations, we're going to start it out like this. This is Raspity F, I don't know, and PJ Morgan. This is called A Fanny, Monstrous Radio, online radio with the Roar. We're going to get into our Monstrous Monday right after this right here. Ladies, y'all going to like this. Making a difference with music. Raspity. Monster US Radio.
My brothers, I love you. I hate to know some of you treat us like lovers. Black car revolt, maybe you can use discover. Define yourself, do you feel the same way about your mother? Do you overlook our beauty, but you love it on all the others? Hope you teach your daughters all to stay away from suckers like yourself if you don't love yourself. I'm so southern, I was taught to feed a soul with or without hot ovens. Here's a plate. Know your hate come from a black man's struggle. We all in the same shape, so I know I fit your puzzle. Either way, we got your back, we only pray you be our muscle. Strength in the times, we all overcome with trouble. Every day we pulling doubles for ourselves and home. My mom and daddy taught me early on, protect your own. We never stop loving you, so turn your love back on. And I pray you feel the same way as that Tupac song. We ain't your hoes or your bitches. Trophies are meant for pimping. Recognize a gift from God. Our way is a birthday or a Christmas to protect our lives. You gonna take it to the limit? Rib by rib, do you still feel us in you?
I came from a woman, got a name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I once about to take from my women while we break power, women do hate power.
I don't know where I would be if you weren't here with me. If you don't hear anybody else say it, please know you're appreciated. Play them off where you come so far. And who you gotta fill your mind.
My sister, I know we on it.
I
feel your pain. I'm a woman disappointed. They should never take what's never given to them because they want it. I was taught if you love me, you would never cut the corners. What we made in the night, we got a raise in the morning. This is sucker niggas warning. You should never hit a woman. We should have some things in common, just like common. He respects us. A law is not a lecture. How you love us, it affects us. I ain't playing the middle like Nadeska. It ain't complex to be emotional or affectionate. To my brothers that do, I hope our sisters don't think less of them. Tupac gone, you know rap had to message them. We try to do our best for them. Mother Panther vibe. We need strong men so our baby boys survive. Love our great fathers, I know some statistics lied. But all the ones that didn't, yo, you gotta do your job. I know this life ain't easy. Every one of us is flawed. At least love your woman, we the closest thing to God. And tell her keep her head up every day that it gets hard. If you truly recognize that.
I guess we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I want to take from my women while we break power, women do hate
our women.
I know I wouldn't be nothing without you by my side. You have always been the savior. You're the closest thing to God. So I just want to thank you for being so good to me. And I apologize for not always being what I'm supposed to be.
Pick your brain. I want to let you into this safe space I hold and keep sacred for you. I know you're kind of hurt. I kind of wish I could take the pain away from you. I've seen how the devil likes to have his way with you. I felt their hate for you. Their innate ways to fake and play with you in this life you were given, or this nightmare you are living. Pardon them for not seeing your purpose, but for what it's worth. We're in this life thing together, so... can't you love me deeper than that? Like God intended you to. Can't you remember where you came from? Like you ain't came from my seed of love. Your broken spirit can't always be the excuse. Thought I taught you the gravity of respect and paying dues. Thought you knew. My God, don't like ugly. My God said she need an apology. Needs to know you see all the beauty she created. Needs you to know there wouldn't be no you if it wasn't for us. My God said, how much harder we gotta love you?
Deep! Monster, it's Monday on Monster US Radio. I'm DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable, and we're here to get your week started and give y'all some conversation to talk about at the water cooler. We got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got some hot music, and a lot more in store for y'all. We're going to let y'all know what else we got going on throughout the week, and that's how we going to do it, monstrously. So let's go over here and say what's up to Miss Unbelievable. How you doing, Mama? Hello.
Hey, that song was deep. Got me shedding a few tears over here. Okay, okay. Give me the tissue box. This one a little bit. This one a little bit. Okay. Where's all
yeah,
good?
I really
you?
Like that one right there. I'm doing pretty good, especially the spoken word at the end. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You inspired me to like be really deep in the spoken word now, really listening to what people say. People, if you're my friends on social media, if you're not, check in, get involved. You'll see it. I've been posting a lot of stuff that's like with spoken word lately. And that's all from Miss Unbelievable, her book, the spoken word she does on Thursday nights. Yes, I'm really, really into this poetry thing now. So I really, really like that. Especially talking about, you know, getting back with, you know, your God and, you know, treating women correctly and all those type of things. And yeah, I was really feeling that right there. Raspity F and was it PJ Martin? Yeah, I'm liking that right there. I had to play that one today. I know it's outside of my norm, but I had to play that. Sometimes radio, like I said, hip hop music, the inner city music, real urban music, it's politics, it's news, it's everything, all the information that they're not giving us, bam, there it is in a song.
Mm-hmm.
News,
mm-hmm.
information, all that. So I love that. That's what music's supposed to be to me.
Absolutely. That got you just being like, yes. It brings you back to your roots. You know, it brings you back to thinking, you know, I am more. I am enough. And that song and the spoken word definitely at the end brought you to a place of remembrance and where you want to go and how you want to be treated and how, you know, that man can relate to a woman and how that man can relate to their mom and how they can just relate. And that's why I love when I do my poem, Maybe. And yeah, that's why I love doing that one. So.
Right, right. Okay. So, all right, hopefully you had a great weekend, and you'll have an awesome week coming up. But what we got on this, who's bumping who, who's getting fat, whose head's on our chop block, who about to get busted wide open?
Well, well, we got the bounce back, and I got to give an update about the virus. We got Nicki Minaj, we got the baby, and we got Dr. Oz now.
Okay, okay. Yeah, they're going in real heavy on this coronavirus thing. That's a good one right there, because, yeah, there's a lot of things I wasn't thinking about, and I didn't like last week, what'd you bring in? You brought in the subject about the prison and the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Here's another one I don't think very many people are thinking about, you know what I mean? And we're going to get into it a little bit. You know, we're not going to go too
deep.
That's usually a Comic Cafe show. But what about pregnant women? Now, you know, if women catch the flu while pregnant, it can affect the fetus. You may not know until the kid's like 20 years old, but it can affect certain things with people. If your parent or your mom catches the flu while you're in the womb. So that's a whole nother thing. I don't think very many people are thinking about, but yes, I can't wait to get in the information about the coronavirus more.
Right, but check this out coronavirus, right?
Mm-hmm.
The coronavirus has 15 deaths in the U.S. versus 4,600 flu deaths. The coronavirus worldwide has 299. Worldwide, that's 45 million flu cases.
Mm-hmm.
Let that marinate.
Just a little bit.
46,000 deaths with the flu virus. 45 million dead with the flu. I mean, 45 million cases, flu cases. And y'all not talking about that. But y'all want to go crazy with this virus? A virus is a virus. But we'll get into that.
Right. Yep. So let's see what else we got. Let's see, don't forget tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week you can call in and take over a radio network and boast about what you do and what you got going on. That's tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday, brand building, just an information day, wet Wednesday, not all slow, but definitely sexy. We call them panty snatchers, not panty droppers anymore. Panty snatchers, you can snatch some motherfuckers right off your ass. Carmen Cafe, community issues, politics, coronavirus, Trump, all kinds of shit. Friday night, like, just get you ready for the weekend. So yeah, kick back, relax, got some more music for y'all. Let's see, I think I might stick with politics tonight and music. You know what I mean? Or not, I shouldn't say politics, I'm talking about music that really resonates something. Not just on here talking about Percocets, popping coochie, sucking dick.
Ooh.
We're not going to pull it, no, not tonight. We're going to go with some real, real music. Matter of fact, let's go with this one right here. This is G. Simone. It's called A Queen from the Ghetto. I said it. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday. DJ E. Monster.
Know your potential, know you are a goddess. Worldwide traveling, ladies work the hardest. Don't be mad, cause we are coming up. It's just ladies' luck. Put your ones up. This time I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna come up.
Your ones up.
Hey.
pressure, gotta play a role. Risk his life each night, packing bowls. Taking what's not yours, truth be told. Big dreams, big plans, you gotta get up. Street life will bite, be careful what you take. Young man, you don't know who you are. One day you could be a star. He said, I will change my life. Say it's alright. See, he's a king from the ghetto. See, he's a king from the ghetto. Protect your kingdom. When I rise, they always start chasing. Backstabbing, throwing shade, over tea debating. Came from the bottom, now we're moving on up. Let's just get the check, put your ones up.
My bag, I'm over here grooving and shit. I need to put my ones up.
Put your ones up.
my bag. So, all right, we bringing it back. Let me get this background music going. But yeah, one thing what caught me up also too was I was looking at some of the promo you was putting out there, and you put up one. Let me see if it's still up here on my page thing. Yeah, it says, Solomon Speaks. And the Monstars Radio shines on the light of breakdancing, honoring hip hop. Yeah, I like that. I like that for a couple of reasons. So we can tap on that a little bit tonight too. I guess we could tap on that a little bit before we get into the who's bumping, who's getting fat, drop a little bit, and then come back, talk some more about it, whatever, whatever. But yeah, what made you put that up there? I love that. That is one of the elements that people don't know. There are elements to hip hop. That is one of the crucial elements. So what made you want to honor breakdancing?
Well, you know, all this month, the Soul of Me Speaks and the Monster, and I, you know, I'm a sponsor of the Monster Radio, want to shine light on hip-hop. So part of hip-hop is breakdancing, and the founders and the origin and all those. And in honor of DJ E Monster's birthday, with him being a DJ and him being an artist and him beatboxing and all that, I want to shine light on the love that he has done for however many years. And breakdancing is part of it. So the week of the 28th, with his birthday weekend, we're going to be honoring him and all his legacy and the things that he's done, which includes some of the origin of hip-hop.
Okay, well, I'm going to say I just started DJing because you're not going to post-date me on this motherfucker talking about how long I've been DJing. so, yeah, okay, that's dope. I can break dance, too. I used to break dance. I'll get into some testimonies coming up in a little bit, tell you about some shit. Used to get into with break dance and stuff, how I actually turned into making money, things like that. So, yes, I love that element of hip-hop, break dancing. And I think, honestly, in hip-hop, not as much with, like, the younger crowd, but I think with the old heads, the element, one of the elements that has lost is dancing. Everybody went into the 90s with this, and 2000s with Fat Joe Lean Back. Before that, it was me mugging in the club, and people forgot about the dance element, the fun of element of hip-hop. Everybody took it so serious. You got to be a thug. Everybody wants to be a gangster. We forgot. We used to get mad pussy dancing to hip-hop music, fellas. You forgot about that? Some of y'all probably don't know what I'm talking about, but yes, we used to get draws, dog, dancing hip-hop. I'm talking about guys doing the motherfucking steps together where you do the WAP at the same time, go the same way. We'll break. We used to battle. That was one of the ways how we used to get girls. We would battle them. Me and my homeboy battle you and your homegirl. It's going down at the end of the night. You dig? I'm just saying that that's one of the elements people don't forget about, breakdancing and dancing, period. Not everybody. You can catch people dancing in the club. You might catch these little young kids juking and shit, kick the hell out your ankles and shins with all these fucking little leg moves they be doing. I can't do all that. But I think that's one of the things that's lost is dancing. So
yeah.
So, all right, hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I was going to go ahead and bring Jazzy in right quick. What's good, Jazz? ATL in the building.
What's cracking, player?
Look, can you hear it in her voice? You can tell she's happy. She got her phone working. That's what's up.
I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Go get it to you. Yeah, look.
Hey, boo, how you doing?
I'm good, girl, I'm good.
That's what's up. Hey, now, I'm good, I'm good.
So, all right, Jazz, I was just laughing,
pitching E-Monster breakdance, and I would love to see that shit. That shit, I would love to see.
Why you laughing, though? Why you laughing? I can't dance?
Cause I was thinking about the what's the little Christmas things you used to do with all of us dancing with our face dancing.
Oh.
Jip dance. I gotta make a new one. Matter of fact, yeah, I'm gonna make a new one between today and tomorrow. Yeah, I gotta make a new jip dab. Yeah, I'm gonna see if they got. Yeah. So when you were younger, did you break dance there, Jazzy? Or are you even old enough to be in that era?
Oh. I'm a little up there, but not as up there as you.
Ooh. Okay. All right. I don't even know what to say. Okay. I'll get back to you on that one. We're gonna hold on to it. We're gonna get back to you on that one. matter of fact, it's unbelievable. I think that's our cue to get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Entertainment gossip lifestyle. Let's go ahead and deflect from over there where she at right now.
Okay. So Nicki Minaj's husband registers as a CA sex offender, classic over mugshot. So Nicki Minaj's husband finally got his ducks in a row on the West Coast, getting himself registered as a sex offender and looking kind of ticked off in the process. Kenneth Petty is now entered into the California's Megan Law database, which tracks sex offenders in the state. We don't know exactly what day he registered, but it's clear that as soon after his arrest on Wednesday last week, so as a matter of days, really, he's listed in the Beverly Hills address. They have a booking photo. He wasn't happy to be in custody. He was initially picked up by cops after a traffic stop in Beverly Hills, and they discovered he was registered as a sex offender in New York, but not in California. He was charged by LA County for not registering before the feds arrested him last week for the same crime. While the LA County charge has been dropped, Petty will be back in court next month for the federal case, and he has to wear ankle monitor until then. He also has to keep his nose clean. Substance-wise, is one of his conditions to this bond, which no drugs, including legal weed. Petty's sex offender status stems from his 1995 New York conviction for first-degree attempted rape.
Man, what is up with her and these damn sex offenders?
Right.
She's dated like 4 or 5 sex offenders. No lie. Like, what the hell?
Well, she's married to this one.
Her brother a fucking sex offender too. Like, what the fuck?
Right, yeah. First, I thought it was fake news. I thought they had it wrong or something. I was like, I thought it was her brother. But, yeah, I didn't know she was married to one. And I'm pretty sure it doesn't say it there, but does anybody know by any chance what his charge was? I know it says rape, but rape comes in different levels.
I don't even know.
No.
Right.
I can look into it.
A conviction is a conviction. Unfortunately for us black men, sometimes it may not always be striking. I'm not saying he didn't do what he was charged with, whatever, but some of you guys understand what I'm saying. But like what I was saying, and it doesn't matter. Rape is rape. And this is why I said it comes at level. Some people are like, what do you mean? Well, sometimes you can be charged with rape and not actually rape somebody. Meaning like if a guy is, we'll say, 19 and he dates somebody 17, that's technically statutory rape because she's underage. And I think mandatory with statutory rape is like 12 years. So, fellas, you might want to, and ladies too, you might want to think about that shit. Is it really worth that? Is it really worth, like, what he's going through now? Is it really worth it, taking it for that, what, 2.5, 3, 4 minutes you about to damage somebody? Is it really worth it? Because, honestly, I think pedophiles, people that are pedophiles, if you have to register, like, a pedophile, I think they should do you like they do the people with the whiskey plates. You should wear pedophile plates. So a motherfucker know, a woman know, she won't take your ass home around her kids and other shit like that. I think pedophiles should have a pedophile plate, like whiskey plates. What y'all think?
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
yeah, I know
like,
they kind of take away.
Like, you know how plates. You know how cops have, like, the little blue strips on their license plates or on their cars and shit? It should be something like that.
Yeah, a blue strip. A blue strip.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, the blue strip lets you know that it's a government enforced vehicle.
Oh, I didn't know nothing about the blue strip. I mean, I don't get arrested much, but I'm just saying.
Only thing about that is if you're falsely accused. That's the only thing that.
And it happens.
Will get me because, you know, sometimes, you know, the people lie and say, oh, that they did it, and then they'll take it away.
Right. Here's an instance, a testimony about, you know, some shit. Here's basically what had happened, and I'm pretty sure this happened more than just his incident. It was a long time ago, but I have a cousin. Basically, he had a dude staying with him who let some girl come over, stay a couple nights, whatever, whatever. Make a long story short, the police kicked in the door and was looking for a runaway. Come to find out, the girl was a runaway, and she was underage. Because it was at my cousin's house, they charged his ass. She had told her parents that they had basically forced her over there, not knowing, no, she was begging to come over there, or she was asking to come over there and stay over there with them, da-da-da, da-da-da, you know, on some runaway young girl shit, da-da-da, da-da-da. It's another thing we could talk about on another Karma Cafe, but it ended up being where, yes, my cousin was about to go to jail for 12 years because of that. They were going to charge him heavy because I'm going to keep it 100. She was a white girl, and they're black guys. They were going to hang his ass. He didn't do it. It got to the point where the girl broke down because she seen what was going to happen. She broke down and told her mom, and her mom came to the light and said they did not do what we accused them of doing. She went along, blah, 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 blah. She liked the guy. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't remember how much older the other guy was than the girl. I think they were, like, really close. It could have been, like, a 19, 17 type shit. Da-da-da, da-da-da. But it was going to hang his ass. He didn't do it. They didn't force her over. They didn't kidnap. They tell you, kidnapping, all kinds of shit. It was none of that. But now, if the girl wouldn't have broke down, would have just stayed with her story, which we see all the time, it would be like some girl comes, lady comes back 8 years later and says, oh, this football player really didn't rape her. I've seen stories like that, and they're like, I'm sorry. And then they bring up the thing, should she be charged? Because she ruined his life, basically.
You're fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
For one, false reporting, that's a charge.
Yep.
And then
so
somebody's life should be a charge, too.
Right. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with Nicki Minaj's husband. But you get where we're going with this. Like, sometimes people get charged for things that they really, 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 is really not
didn't
meant
do.
For them. Mm-hmm. But because they need somebody to hang for it, they somebody.
Well, here's his charge. So in 1994, the rape case, the 16-year-old girl explained to the cops that he abducted her and violently raped her. He came up behind her, placed a circular object against the back, and made a clicking sound. She thought it was a handgun. They walked down the street. They got to a house. She said he sexually assaulted her. And then he brandished a knife and held it against her stomach, telling she could not leave. The victim claimed she eventually struck Petty with a plastic bucket and escaped. And then that's when he admitted to sleeping with the girl, but he didn't admit to all the other things he did. He was charged with 5 crimes, rape in the first degree, sexual abuse in the first degree, unlawful imprisonment in the second degree, assault in the second degree, and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. He pled down and was convicted of attempted rape in the first degree and served 4 years in prison.
Excuse me.
Oh,
that's a heinous ass crime.
I'm
gonna say if he did it, I know we can't promote any violence against anybody or promote rioting of any sort, FCC rules. But people that do that, I think, need to be stoned. If you fucking go behind a 16-year-old girl and do some shit like that, I'm going to let it be. Y'all understand, if you don't know me, you could tell my lips are not moving right now. Shit like that really gets to me. That's what they call it when you got something people do and it sets you off. No matter what it is, that's your button that will set you off. Shit like this that we're talking about right now, that how they say that case went down, just the shit that sets me off. So, yeah. So I'll let you guys comment because I'll fuck around and say some shit, get us all in trouble. But, yeah. Charges like that?
Charges like that are serious. I mean, like, you got to be a messed up individual as a woman, and I'm talking about Nikki right now, to overlook what this man was charged with. Heaven forbid. You know what I'm saying? Heaven forbid if you have a daughter and this type of demon is still living inside your body, and then it'll manifest itself again to want to hurt somebody else. You may have changed, but this is a heinous crime. And I'm not trying to say people can't change, but I can't, as a woman, no matter what age I am, overlook that those charges, and you pled down to one. So that lets me know that those possible other 4 could still literally be potentially in your body. Yeah, no. I'm good on that. I can't even look at you as if I wanted to say I want to be connected as one with you. Yeah, no. I'm sorry.
Right. Now, here's just a base off of another. It has nothing to do with this Nicki Minaj story. But I'm trying to shed light on something. Ladies, don't just think about your daughter. Think about your nieces. Think about your cousins. Here's an example. That's how, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to put him in there. But y'all, I know who I'm talking about as soon as I get to going with it. Some other artists, that's how they were. This artist, he's an artist, an R&B singer. And basically, he's been caught doing the same thing. Fucking with younger girls. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Some of them, the girls he ended up catching was from other people that he knew. It might have been another artist that he was working with. Might have been somebody he was dating. But he ended up messing with their nieces or cousins that was underage, that was brought to him just to be doing music. Mm-hmm. But it turned into something else. So think about it. It's not only just your daughter. So just because you may not have a daughter or have no kids don't mean they won't try to get at the nieces, the cousins. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You got to be. Yeah.
You got to be
this
careful
is gonna
turn
into who
you play.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be careful who you put in place in front of your kids. It don't matter what the woman, you got to be careful who you put in front of kids. It could be a man. It could be a woman. You got to be careful who you put in front of your kids because we don't know what they will do to you. You got to be watchful. You got to be aware. You got to know what's going on. You got to understand that you can't trust everybody with your kids because anything can happen. From the daycare to the best friend next door to whoever, you don't know what can happen to the innocence of a child. That if that person has that mentality and will do that, you don't know. You know what can happen. You don't know if they will not do it again. I'm just saying. And taking away the innocence of somebody and the security and safety viciously, yeah, that ain't right. But
right.
Moving on, because that's a Karma Cafe night. We could bring that back up. So the baby apologizes, right, for slapping woman. Let's make it right. So the woman who the baby struck over the weekend has lawyered up, and it sounds like they're ready to have a chat. She's obtained a nice representative, and the baby's Instagram message, we look forward to speaking with you. Yeah, they're using the government names getting thrown around. Luckily, the baby already made it clear he's more than ready to talk. The baby just issued a mea culpa to a woman he hit, implying he thought the girl was a dude and couldn't tell the difference because she was shining a light on his face at incredibly close range. He goes on to acknowledge he was wrong. Nothing like having a flashlight in your face. It's part of the biz and something he signed up for when he got in the game. And he's offering an apology. It was a phone in Zoom mode. It sounds like the repercussions of this is sending a message directly to women that he's willing to apologize and talk privately and make things right by whatever means necessary. Law enforcement says that the victim in this case got the baby. When he smacked her, she explained the woman next to her who hit the baby first, retaliation. So there's a lot going on. He left the venue already. They gave the information to the state's attorney. They're going to try to charge him with assault. And we'll see what's going to go on later. He calmly walked around saying that I don't beat up on women. I don't do none of that, but he had some other problems that went down, and so now he's like he's got another one.
Well, I just want to say the toddler, I know y'all know him as the baby, but he acting like a toddler right now. let's see, how do I say it? I guess, sorry, y'all, became unconnected from the system there for a second. I guess it's not as bad as I thought it was, because when you first be like, oh, the baby slapped somebody, and I guess this is why we got to hear the whole story, because I can understand, you know what I mean? I've been an artist on the road, shit's popping, especially when you got to watch your back. Like he do, you know what I mean? Because let's keep it 100. When you think of the baby now, you think of somebody going to get hurt. It is what it is. Y'all seen the videos. Y'all seen the fights and all that other stuff. So when you think of him now, it's the precedent. It's almost like when Pac was coming to town. You know some shit going to go down if somebody get out of line. So, you know, maybe he didn't notice it was a lady. I don't know the situation, but the only thing I can say is, bruh, you can't be putting your hands on people every time you get upset or have people in your entourage put hands on people just because you upset. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. A lot of motherfuckers probably at your head right now, whether it be the rappers and so on and so forth, because honestly, that's what made me notice him. I don't know if y'all remember back in the day when he first popped out, there was a dude that was fucking with him in Macy's. And he was like, he was on a selfie, like going live, talking about how the baby wasn't this, the baby wasn't that. Baby was like, leave me alone, bruh. Like, da 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 da. He was at the mall. So, basically, to make a long story short, the dude tried to be like how some people do in the videos. Oh, he ain't hard. Oh, you want some? Come get some. I got some for you. Well, baby put some hands on him and, yeah, whooped dude's ass on his own live feed. So, that's kind of what the baby is known for at this point. But, again, like, you can't be stretching out everybody. Yeah, it is what it is. Because y'all seen the thing with the, what was it, the security guard trying to take pictures of him and his kids. Obviously, the promoter is probably the most famous one. There's another one I can't think of right now. He also had problems at one point. I think he was in, it was in ATL doing a video shoot, and some cats tried to call him out. So no matter where he goes, I mean, I understand he's got to be on his toes because he's getting challenged no matter where he goes. Every time he goes somewhere, somebody trying to challenge him. So I get it, but again, you can't be slapping and putting hands on people every time you get upset. I'm glad that he did step out, though, and apologize, though. That's big because, you know, the average, the most person goes, oh, no, I did it because, no, it was a, try to deflect. He's straight up saying, my bad. Mistake. I thought you was a dude. I thought it was something else, so on and so forth. But, you know, we'll see more about it when it comes out. Obviously, we're going to see more about it when it comes out. But I think she's going to get paid.
Oh, for sure.
No. But she better remember, well, hey, he bopped like Suge. My bad.
Yeah.
Silly puns to music.
Well, you know, he's irrelevant to me. But my girl, the bounce back stripper. And then after this, we'll go into commercial. But the bounce back stripper sucks and swallows chicken wing. New style post-jaw wiring. Now, y'all remember her mouth was wired. On this video, you'll see her eating this chicken, very exotic, because remember, she is a food critic for everything chicken. She can eat solid foods. She's allowed to chew and suck the meat off the bone, but it's chicken wing. She's found a way to do it slow, but the chicken is gone. Remember, she suffered a fractured jaw, cracked some teeth, and sprained her ankle. She'll be visiting the dentist to see what other work she might need. But as now, the wires are off, and she's eating her chicken and one step closer of being the best food critic and sucking this chicken to the bone ever. Go ahead, the bounce back stripper.
Why they gotta say it like that though? Why she gotta be sucking it off the bone?
She sucked it off.
They say that because she a stripper. Because she a stripper. Is that what? Why they gotta say sucking it off the bone?
Listen.
But I guess, I mean, I'm like, but I guess I'm from old school, and sometimes we let things that other people say fuck with us. And that's where I'm going with this. Like me, why would you want to be a black person and come out and be like, I'm a chicken eating specialist? Come on, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know people always try to say, oh, all black people eat chicken. Most of us do. But so do a lot of white folks and a lot of Asian people and Muslims. And a lot of people eat chicken. In hell, but they always try to be like black folks fried chicken, blah, 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 blah. So that's what I'm like. Why would you want to be a chicken specialist? But, you know, I guess that's just me, being broken down by the system and feeding into statistics and all that other bullshit. You know what I mean? So I
yeah, that is
break
you.
My own mind. So, all right. So, I mean, what kind of chicken is she eating? Is she just eating boneless chicken? Or is she sucking off? Or obviously, it's got to be some bone.
It was a bone. Bone in. Bone in chicken.
Okay.
You know, and
chip
most, I got to say... it didn't say, but it looked, you know, Insane. But the flats is the quickest one to swallow and lick off the bone. You know, the other one, you know, the drumming, you got to go around in a circle of motion. So, you know.
Maybe, no, that's not sexy. I'll say maybe we should make that a wet, wet Wednesday topic. Like, can you suck the meat off a bone? What's the meat you could, like, yeah, see, I'm just nasty right now. That, see, just, that's why I said sucking the meat off it. It just, yeah, can you suck the meat off
you know,
the
get the cleaning your teeth.
Can you suck the meat off the chicken wing? You did?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Pink
feet. But that's a weird, weird conversation. The things you can suck off within one take. Yeah. Just...
She took it all the way there. Okay. Okay. Keep it moving. Visuals. It is what it is. We got to take a break. Let's see. Gotta be some good music. Matter of fact, I got one for y'all. I want to play this "Ring the Alarm" by the Black Eyed Peas, but I'm gonna go with this dopeness. Some hip hop, straight up hip hop. So, all right, let's do it. The Black Eyed Peas, "Dopeness," featuring CL.
We almost over, but hit us up, 563-999-3411, and we'll love for you to join the conversation, because we still
Monster
live,
Monster Monday.
We live and direct from that inner space, outer space, invading your space.
I'm super dope. I'm dope in the dope bar. Make a lot of dope, call me dope bar. Rockin' ass, sail around, coke bar. Control the whole game, remote bar. Motherfucker, I'm a superstar. Shine so bright like a quasar. Stay on point like a laser. Well, they got so much flavor. Wanna know about me, go to Wiki Wiki. I'm a time bomb by the chicken chicky. See me on top on the tippy tippy. Only fly chickens, I'm picky picky.
Ooh, yeah.
So ill, I'm sticky sticky. Yeah, got the liquor, you can sippy sippy. We love it long time, no quicky quicky. Not a girl on my dang dang licky dicky.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope. I'm super.
I knock him out the box, boy. I ain't something you can stop, boy. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm hot, boy. And I'm not flavor that you're not, boy. I got him sweating like a fat man. I'm all up in your head like a cat scan. Delete him and throw him in the trash can. Attack him with the boom bap original rap, man.
I'm the cream of the crop, boy. Supreme cause I'm sitting on top, boy. I make it crack cause I rock, boy. Concept means the trap don't stop, boy. I kill the game and the coaches. Sprayed lead, now they running like roaches. Dead prayers, now here come the vultures. Make bread cause I'm coming with that dopeness.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope.
Body blow. Body block, hit the floor, fight over, ring the bell, baby, dee 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 dee, TKO, comatose, adios, slow motion on your motherfucker. Superman, super gun, make him run, shoot him down with the wiki wiki, bang 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 bang, automatic, now your body looking polka dotted, blood splattered when I hit you with that. Whip flash, get the cash, get the ching ching, get the gold, get the jewels, get the bling 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 bling, get the money, get the cash, get the dough, 10 20s, baby, get the. Dollar sign, on the brain, on the mental, got money on my mind, make a stop,
Hammer time, hustle time, keep on hustling.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super.
I'm doper than a dope game, making more money than a dope man. You see me double fisting, holding champagne. Got turned up till I had no brain. Motherfucker, I'm a rock star. In a G6, eating up the caviar. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. I be on my hustle, getting busy, busy. Tokyo to Brussels got me dizzy, dizzy. Travel around the world like we're itchy, itchy. Hit me on the phone, I say mochi, mochi. I keep the 100, never 50-50. I keep the hip hop, never hippie-hippie. I don't let the cocoa, no sniffy-sniffy. I got soul, cause soul is my shit city.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper-duper dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper-duper dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope.
I'm super dope. The Black Eyed Peas, it's called Dopeness, featuring CL, so we bringing it back. Monsterous Radio Live, Monsterous Monday, getting your week started. Give me your things to talk about at the water cooler. So, all right, we're bringing it back. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. I got Jazzy B with me. So, all right, we bring it back to the Who's Bubbing Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Entertainment Gossip Lifestyle. Who else we got on the chopping block? Because, man, it's getting a little thick around this month.
Well, you know, we got the virus. So the PNB Paribas Open, that's tennis, if you guys don't know, has been canceled. AIM concerned of the virus after a local tested positive for the disease and officials declared a public health emergency. The BNP Open was supposed to start in Indian Wells, California, Monday and run till the 22nd. However, they canceled it, saying it is not in the public interest of the fans, players, and neighborhood areas for the tournament to proceed. We all have to join together to protect the community from the virus outbreak. Some of the biggest names in this tennis will be Serena Williams and Rafael Nadal. This is the first time that they canceled a huge tennis, anything with sports. Coachella was being held there, so we know it serves around 100,000 people each year. Ultra Music Fest in Miami and the SXSW conference in Austin has been canceled as well. Those are the major events that they canceled. But wait, says Dr. Oz and Drew. They say, hold on. Stop wandering. They say, hold on, hold on. They said, stop panicking. Just be reasonable. Still fired up about it. He says the media unconscious role is the cause of panic. He suggests you just turn to one group of advice, wash your hands. He said it's escalating, but it's compared to a normal flu season. And even though it's serious, he says the hysterica is not warranted. He admits that, yes, it's leading to consequences as far as the business across the country. He said, but do not panic. It's a virus. Usually with virus, there is specific things that you can do, instructions, and don't panic. He said you should worry about stuff you can't control. It's definitely hitting the old folks and sick patients to combat the virus. He says, but you don't have to load up on masks. If you're generally a healthy person, you wash your hands, you do all those things that you would normally do when you don't want to contract the virus, just do that. He said the hysteria doesn't mean it's going to go away anytime soon, but different events are being canceled. Strip clubs are using marketing gimmicks, and remember, the marketing gimmicks will get you caught up and broke.
Right, yeah, it is like, yeah, they did cancel South by Southwest. Yeah, I've seen that about the tennis thing. They talking about the Olympics. It's definitely a global scare, and it's definitely making a major impact on everything. It's fucked with the economy. It is something crazy. Now, here's something, another thing, like I was talking about, like people pregnant. Here's another thing just popped in my head, too, about the coronavirus that people aren't thinking about. If I'm not mistaken, I rarely am, the coronavirus is one of the viruses that they have in dog vaccinations, dogs and cat vaccinations. Boop, I probably just blew some of y'all goddamn minds. Yes, so if nothing, you better protect your motherfucking pets. Keep their ass in the house and da-da-da-da-da-da because, yes, I know they do have that for cattle. Boop, food. Cattle, get it? Imagine that shit hit our beef market, pig market. We start consuming, boop, zombies. Dawn of the Living Dead.
Zombie apocalypse.
You get one? Right. Right.
I'm reading. I got all the guns.
Boop.
But
so yeah, but yeah,
I haven't been able to work for like the past 2 days because of the coronavirus. They will not let me work at all.
Mm-hmm. Why? Like you're out in the open public like that.
Yeah, like you know, I go to different stores and locations and set up and do different events for them. Nobody is doing any events right now.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that's what I was gonna say. Like, especially the people doing events, whether it be concerts, anything where there's a big group of people, it's affecting that like crazy. Like I said, the few good things that I know that's gonna come out of this, is one, we ain't got to worry about motherfuckers coming to work sick no more. They gonna get jumped at the door. You dig? I like how when I go to the grocery store now, I go to the grocery store. And the register person got on motherfucking little hand gloves, latex gloves and shit. I like that. So if nothing else, it's going to be more sanitary. But I wish they would be doing this shit when the flu season go heavy. Maybe
right.
We wouldn't have 8,000 deaths a year.
Man, I'd be doing this shit and still end up sick. Y'all know I got germophobia. I don't like using public bathrooms, none of that shit.
Right.
I always keep hand sanitizer. Anytime somebody touch me, I sanitize. Anytime I got to hug somebody, I sanitize.
Right. It's going to be like, I'm allergic to sneezes. Motherfucker say, I got to go. You fucking with my allergies.
For real?
You sniffle, I got to go. You messing with my allergies. Yeah.
Yeah. When I ended up with the flu for like 2 weeks, the only thing that I could think about is this little Chinese lady walking by my station sniffling. That's the only thing that kept running through my head because I was sitting here like, I'm going over in my head like, how in the hell did I get sick? Like, I'm always cautious because I hate being sick. That is the worst thing in the world to me. I don't give a fuck if it's
right.
Just a little common cold. I hate being sick. And the only thing that kept on flashing through my face when I kept on saying, how did I get sick? Like, how the fuck did I end up sick? And I just kept seeing this little Korean lady walk by my station sniffling. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, she did come over here and put her face all over my station. She's real sick.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for all the Asian people. All y'all Pacific Islanders. Shit, if you Puerto Rican and your eyes is too tight, I feel sorry for y'all. Because y'all the new thug gangsters of the world. As soon as y'all come around, everybody grabbing their shit, getting ready to go. Like, it's about to go down. You understand me? Like some gangsters just showed up. You know what I mean? Like, what's his name? Buns and Belly just showed up to the restaurant. Right. I be feeling sorry for them. Motherfuckers don't even go near them in traffic even. You did. I'm just saying, it'd be the only car. I'd be like, what? Why is that the only car in rush hour? It's like 8 cars away from them. And you just pass it. Oh, they Asian. Yeah, ain't nobody trying to drive next to you. I'd be feeling so sorry. I'd be like, oh, that's just so wrong. That's wrong. So all you Asian people and Pacific Islanders, I feel for you. I know you ain't had nothing to do with that bullshit. I know it. But you know how we do in America. We don't get no fuck about your feelings. Get the fuck away from me. That's just how we do it over here. So, you know, I feel you, though. I just want to say, because I be seeing them in public. I just be like, oh, look how y'all acting. Like, y'all bogus. I didn't say I was going to go by them, but I'm just saying y'all wrong. I was already way over here on the other side of the room. It is what it is. I mean, y'all want to say anything else about the virus? If not, is that all we got for tonight?
That's all we got for tonight.
Okay. So, yeah. My bad. Tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday, the night you can take over the radio, put yourself on blast, whether you're an actor, author, singer, rapper. We don't care if you yodel, motherfucker. We don't give a damn. Call in, let us know why the hell you yodeling like that. Let us know what's going on and what's your webpage. Don't forget to check us out at MonstarsRadio.com. The show tonight has been sponsored by the Soul of Me Speaks, Miss Unbelievable, book author. Make sure you check her out at, what is your webpage again?
www.soulofmespeaks.com.
Okay, soulofmespeaks.com. You can tell she a newbie. She still say www. Make sure you check that out. Catch the book. Make sure you take a picture with the book. There's like a whole movement going on, taking pictures with her book. You want to be a part of that movement. There's a whole webpage or a whole page on Facebook. So you got to get your picture up there. So make sure you get that book, because when you get the book, you also support the show. Elite Sway Management, we help artists take it to the next level. Hit us up if you're really trying to do something in the world. We're not talking about that halfway shit. We're talking about you really trying to do something with your music. That's Elite Sway Management. Picasso Painting, we got your home needs for the summer. Let's see, Monster US Apparel. Put it on your chest. Put your expressions where they belong. I don't know. I try to say something slick, but I couldn't. Monster US Apparel, hit me up. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. We make custom gear. So, yeah. But, ladies, y'all got anything else y'all want to say on the way up out of here?
Wash your motherfucking hands.
Yeah.
Boo.
What she said. I mean, you know what? It's a virus. Remember, virus. There's several viruses in this world. This one ain't the end of the world. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do against all viruses. Be responsible against cold. A cold is a virus. Be responsible. Just take care of your health.
Okay, there you go. I just want to say have a monstrous night. I better see your ass here tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday. I'm just saying, also don't forget, like they said, the virus is going around. Wash your hands and wash your ass, because some of y'all going to get chlamydia before y'all get that damn coronavirus. Strap it up, you dig? I'm just saying, why y'all worried about that shit? I'm up out of here. I'm DJ E-Monster. You can check me out at emonster.com anytime you're ready. I got mixes over there, and you can find more about the show at monstarsradio.com. So that's my part. I'm up out of here, y'all. Peace.
Peace.